Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
From bales to cores to finished rolls and parent rolls, automatic handling is your guide to overcoming the worst material handling headaches. Located in Erie, Michigan, Automatic Handling International has been providing advanced state-of-the-art equipment to the paper industry for over four decades. Automatic Handling's equipment makes management, operators, and maintenance smile. Elegant solutions, simple to operate and maintain. You get a feel for their dedication to advanced equipment design and advanced manufacturing when you visit their factory. Vertically integrated, the company can control every stage of a capital project from design and manufacture to full in-house runoffs and mill startups. You won't find a paper drawing anywhere in their plant. All manufacturing and assembly is directly linked to engineering and select suppliers. The assembly floor is instantly updated on any changes with extraordinarily large screens where technicians can see every piece, every assembly detail in 3D. This means your equipment can be custom designed and built for your operations while still providing extremely short lead times for your new solution from Automatic Handling. That's Automatic Handling International Incorporated, Erie, Michigan, USA. Visit them at www.automatichandling.com or call them at 734-847-0633. That's 734-847-0633.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The title of Jim's column this week is Energy Trends Outside the Fence. And here's what Jim has to say about that. In containerboard grades, relative cost position curves are becoming a metric of the past, not the future. Actually, what may happen is that they bifurcate into two distinct sets, one recycled mills and the other virgin mills. We're on the cusp of an era when putting them up against one another is meaningless. A bit of history to start with. For over 100 years, the railroads, then ground transportation, trucks that is, drove the performance specifications in the containerboard grades. The infamous Rule 41, which was promulgated in the late 1800s, and was widely used until the mid-1990s, dictated box design. It was a specification tied to basis weight. Railroads and trucks did not mind the linkage, for most often their loads cubed out before they weighed out. This was far truer for railroads than trucks, but we'll not quibble over minor differences here. Three things happened in the 1990s. In our industry, strength specifications, instead of basis weight specifications, started making inroads into box design. The second thing was the founding of Amazon, which no one, not even Jeff Bezos, knew at the time was going to be such a behemoth in so many areas of commerce. The third material item to our discussion from the 90s was the maturing of the recycled paper mill design, which started popping up in several places, often carrying the moniker mini mill. Now recycled containerboard grades could compete on an equal footing with virgin grades. No longer designated as jute or test liner grades, these new recycled products met the market where it was, not at some inferior tier. The recycled mills were built where the business is, not in the forest where the fiber supply is, as for the virgin mills. Their source of fiber came to be known as the urban forest, a term I first heard in 1988 and found laughable. It is not laughable any longer. To illustrate the radical impact on the industry the recycled mills have had, one need look no further than New York State. Since the mid-1990s, there have been 5 recycled containerboard machines built across this state, from Staten Island to Niagara Falls, with 3 machines thrown in for Solvay in the Syracuse area. Meanwhile, let's talk about venerable virgin-grade mills in the deep south, deep in the woods. The virgin mills are in trouble, and it is largely due to energy costs. First is the basic transportation issue. If you're going to purchase boxes in Chicago, for instance, probably the largest box market in the nation, you want your boxes made locally. The local box shops buy their containerboard feedstock from mills anywhere. After all, the price is delivered to their docks. The mills pay the freight. Hence, if you are a mill in Valparaiso, Indiana, Alsip, Illinois, or Green Bay, Wisconsin, it is likely you will have better mill nets, that is, the price the mill receives after freight cost, than if you are in, say, Southwest Georgia. Of course, mills have cooperated and traded product forever to reduce freight costs, but when that gets out of balance, not as much consumption in Southwest Georgia as there is in Chicago, problems exist. At the end of the day, the virgin mills in the woods cannot do trades to the extent to get themselves completely out of this freight, that is, energy cost problem. Then there is the Amazon problem. In case you haven't noticed, freight has moved from rail and truck to airplanes. Suddenly, basis weight matters. Suddenly, quick delivery matters. Suddenly, virgin mills in the woods are second-tier players, and none of this had anything to do with energy costs inside the fence. But there is something that does have to do with energy costs inside the fence, and it will bite the virgin mills as soon as they attempt to make the lightweight grades demanded by the market today. Their pulp mills, their self-generated electricity, their steam loads are all balanced for making 42-pound liner. A drop to 35-pound liner means their pulping, steam, and electrical generation capabilities are 20% too large. Add another machine? Not a good idea for a mill that is 60 years old and buried deep in the woods. As an industry, we went through a gut-wrenching change when the Internet took printing and writing and newsprint business. Next up for unfavorable winds, containerboard mills deep in the woods. The urban recycled mills even have a safety advantage. For in the unfortunate situation where someone is injured, they are likely very close to first-class hospital facilities. I once worked at a rural mill that was a solid 1-hour ride to a hospital where the most likely action was to transfer you to a life flight helicopter for a ride to the city. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.